This afternoon, we'd like to see the title, Realism, My Glory in My Ministries to the Lord in My Life. Today is the title is Realism, My Glory in My Ministries to the Lord in My Life. In the 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, we represent three questions before the Bible study. The question one, what do you mean the living and the dead in verse 5? Question one, what do you mean the living and the dead in verse 5? Question two, what types of effects would occur when we believe death? The end of all things is at hand or is near in verse 7. Question 2. What types of effects would occur when we believe death? The end of all things is at hand in verse 7. The last question 3. How much is your glory in your ministries during your life? Question 3. How much is your glory in your ministries during your life? In 63 AD, disciple Peter wrote this letter to everywhere scattered Christians who got persecuted under Roman emperors. The 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Jesus Christ was dead only one time. For us, because of our sins, all people fall short of God's glory because Adam's original sins to disobey God's commandment taking forbidden fruit in Eden Garden. But because of our sins, Jesus Christ was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins. Then Jesus rose again third day. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have eternal life, shall restore their relationship with God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ was dead on the cross, you also were dead with the Lord Jesus Christ upon your faith. Then, upon Jesus Christ's resurrection from death, you also would be alive with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the mechanism of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The symbol of your faith to become Christian is a water baptism. When you merged into the water, your old life are dead with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when you rose up from the water, then you would be alive with Jesus Christ. That means the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 and 22 explains the soul. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, water baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, they need still being sanctified with the Lord Jesus Christ. For the left of your life, you as a Christian need to be sanctified just like the Lord Jesus Christ. When you die physically, then you would meet the Lord Jesus Christ immediately. Then, called, you are glorified just as the Lord Jesus Christ. But the answer of a good conscience toward God means you still need sanctification, just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ for your left life. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Right now, Jesus Christ sit at the right hand of God the Father. Also, all angels, authorities, and powers are subjected to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you die physically as a Christian, you will meet the Lord Jesus Christ who sits at the right hand of God the Father immediately. First one, therefore, since Christ suffered for us, or Christ was dead for us, in the flesh, Jesus was dead physically, complete death. Consequently, Jesus was buried in the grave for 3 days. Arm yourselves also with the same mind. You should have Jesus' mind. Jesus' mind, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 9, talk about, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of a man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus Christ's mind is a humble mind. Jesus Christ is originally God, but Jesus became the form of a man. So Jesus Christ didn't claim to be God as equal as God the Father. So he submitted to God's commandment for crucifixion, for death, for our sins. So Jesus Christ became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So right here, Peter asked us as born-again Christians to have the same mind as Jesus Christ. So we should have the humble mind to God the Father. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Because of Jesus' redemption through his death on the cross for our sins, Jesus ceased from sin. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, first step, you should confess your sin. You should repent your sin. Because all man falls short of God's glory. Every man, every human being falls short of God's glory. Every human being is a sinner. So therefore, first of all, you should repent your sin before the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That faith guarantees your salvation from eternal death. So that kind of a faith mechanism produces one symbol, which is water baptism. When you emerge into the water for water baptism, that moment your old life is dead with the Lord Jesus Christ, like Jesus Christ was dead on the cross for your sin. Then Jesus rose again. Likewise, you stand up from the water, rise up. That is your life. Your new life is alive with the Lord Jesus Christ. So you are no longer subject to the life of old life, or subject to sin, or indeed to sin. So therefore, this verse said, ceases from sin, which meaning you are no longer subject to sin at all. Because of your faith, Jesus Christ's victory over the death of sin. So death, he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of a man. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, from that time, you are no longer liberated from your left the physical life for the flesh, for your lust, but for the will of God. So we are living for the will of God. Ephesians, Galatians chapter 2, verse 27, the disciple Paul taught to Galatians Christians, chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh or body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, actually your old life is no longer alive, but the Lord Jesus Christ in you lives. So this is talking about. Therefore, you as a born-again Christian should live for the will of God. Number 3, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime before you become a creature. In doing the will of the Gentiles or the will of unbelievers, when we workered in lewdness or immoral sexuality, lust, drunkenness, revelries, or banqueting, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Idol define if you love more than the Lord Jesus Christ or are equal to the Lord Jesus Christ, those things become idol. If you love yourself more than the Lord Jesus Christ or are equal to the Lord Jesus Christ, yourself becomes idol. If you love your daughter more than the Lord Jesus Christ or are equal to the Lord Jesus Christ, your daughter becomes an idol. That kind of idolatries. In regard of this, they think it's strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. When you become the Christian, before you become the Christian, you have a lot of unbeliever friends. So after you become the Christian, unbeliever friends speak evil over you because your life goal is totally changed for the will of God, not for fleshly desire or fleshly thing. Verse 5, they will give an account to him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Jesus Christ will judge the alive person or the dead person. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. Therefore, the gospel was preached to those dead people, that they might be judged according to man in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. So right here, what are the living and the dead? Jesus talks about our life, two kinds of life. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me," me means Jesus Christ, "although he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" This means we have two types of life. One life, physical life, the other one, the spiritual life. Even if you live physically on the earth, but you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are spiritually dead. But during your life, you lived the Lord Jesus Christ, but right now, you passed away. Then, you are still spiritually alive, although you are physically dead. So, this is means, the also Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, "And as it is appointed for men, or for people, to die once, but after this, the judgment will come." So the Bible says everybody will die one time. Everybody will die physically one time. After the death, God's judgment will come. How? So during your life, your physical life, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive God's reward. That's called the judgment for reward. But if you did not believe during your life and you died physically, then your judgment for condemnation into hell would come out. So this one is therefore the living stand for believers or spiritual living, the dead, spiritual dead. So that's why we are preaching to the unbelievers, because in order to alive in the spirit, according to verse 6. So the brother Henny, also brother Christian, we have many ministries. They are preaching gospels to everybody. Why? We, in order to alive in their spirit. Then verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. So every life, there is a beginning and the end. If you start the game, so you are starting time, also the game is overtime too. Like the earth, sometimes will end. The earth life will end. In the Bible, Jesus said that when Jesus comes again in the heaven, then the great tribulation would come on the earth. That's called the end of all things on the earth. That includes the great tribulation. So Jesus Christ coming into the heaven, Jesus Christ caught up all Christians into heaven. That's called as a rapture. So after, just after rapture, the great tribulation would occur on the earth. That's explained that the end of all things is coming, is there. So the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayer. So all Christians should wait for the Lord Jesus Christ coming again in the heaven. Today afternoon, today evening, maybe tomorrow. We should wait for the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Lord Jesus come here, Jesus Christ catch us up into the heaven. So our body made by earth, but our body is changed to be made by the heaven, like resurrected Jesus Christ. So we are waiting patiently. So we know that Jesus Christ coming is near. So that kind of attitude to the law, some kind of urgency feeling, that produces example effect to the people. So we are salt and light to the people. We should be just like the Lord Jesus Christ. Second effect, purifying effect. So we are waiting on the law patiently and at nearly or urgently. So we are being purified by the Holy Spirit. That's the 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 and 3 said, beloved, now we are children of God, which means all born-again Christians, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, because Jesus didn't come again in heaven yet. But we know that which when He is revealed, He comes again in heaven, we shall be like Him. We shall be like Jesus Christ. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself or sanctifies himself just as He is pure. So our waiting attitude to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. So first effect, an example effect. So we are doing the salt and light to the world, just like Jesus Christ. We treat people nicely, kindly, just like Jesus Christ. So then second effect, a purity effect. So we are we are being purified by the Holy Spirit, just as the Lord Jesus Christ is pure. Then, verse 8, and above all things, having fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. So you should love for other people, including unbelievers, not only believers, but also unbelievers, or you know, stand members, or police, you know, whoever. So you should love for one another. Why? Because love will cover a multitude of sins. Love will cover a lot of faults, a lot of mistakes. It does not mean compromise with sin. This one, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 said, bears a lover, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Because you love other people, so you may bring certain Bible verses to other people who committed a sin. So then you pray for them to be corrected from original sins. Then you you can bear all things, because God will work out, work through the correction of your peoples who commit a sin. Also, you believe all things. You can believe all things, and God will correct them to be innocent. Then also, you hope all things. Now, certain in God's time, your friend might be changed just like the Lord Jesus Christ, or endures all things. Although you feel long time, you can endure, even long times, because you love Him. So that's why, consequently, love will cover a multitude of sins, lot of sins. Then verse 9, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. When you provide hospitality to somebody, you should do so cheerfully or willingly, not without grumbling. So do add it to the Lord, because you are doing something good thing to your friends, you should do willingly or cheerfully without grumbling. The last verse 10 and 11, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So technically, all Christians are ministers, because each Christian receives a gift from God, ability from God, because of many grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. So, whenever you give a counsel to somebody, so you should bring the Bible verse as close to particular person's situation. So the oracles means the word of God through man. So you let him speak as the oracles of God. Please bring the word of God close to somebody's situation when you speak to somebody. Then all things God, in all things, all is 100%. In all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So all things is all things. So whatever your ministry is in your life, all things should given the glory to God the Father through Jesus Christ right here. Therefore, your ministries during your life is all should be gone to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's see, each question answer. Question one, what do you mean the living and the dead in verse 5? The living meaning the Christian, spiritual living person. The dead means unbeliever person, the spiritual dead person. Question 2. What types of effects would occur when we believe that the end of all things on the earth is at hand or is near in verse 7? The first effect, urgency feeling produced example effect. I should be example to the world as a salt and light. Second effect is a purifying effect. So I will be purified just as Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. The last question, how much is your glory in your ministries during your life? If you are Christians, your glory is nothing. So non-Christian is the children of wrath of God. So if you are Christian, your ministries to the Lord in your life, all glory is to God the Father. Therefore, how much is your glory? The answer is, your glory is nothing. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.